It's time for an NRL news update. Make HR easy with MyHR. On-call, expert advice, combined with powerful HR software. Visit myhr.works.
Yeah, the major news story yesterday, the text board was basically almost unanimous wanting to speak about this particular topic. Trent Barrett departs the Bulldogs. So all of a sudden, names being thrown up. We'll know this in the next... I wouldn't be surprised if we know by tonight, actually, because I think the players are back tomorrow for training. David Ferner, Craig Sandercock, excuse me, have been a bit of man flu, will likely be the Dogs' interim coach for 2022. There are other names thrown up, like Mick Potter, Billy Millard, many other names being flown up, Brian. But what do you take on all of this?
Yeah, well, it's a shame for Baz because he's now been at two clubs and who knows what happened. He's saying he quit, but knowing, you know, knowing Baz, I know he's quite the competitor. I don't know whether he would give that up. So
when you quit something, you don't get paid.
That's right. So if you're saying...
If you're getting paid in any kind of capacity, you haven't quit.
It's one of those.
That's fairly simple.
I don't think they'll make a decision this year for the coach.
No, I don't think so.
No, so they may get an interim coach. Like you've got Fernsey there, who's obviously got experience. And as you mentioned, Billy Millard. But the obvious is Paul Green, isn't it? For me,
yeah, but the obvious is not always is the obvious.
No, I know, but
he is the obvious. Yes,
he's the obvious in the sense that he's an Origin coach.
Yes,
didn't have that much success, but he's a premiership winning coach.
As Flano is,
but is the son there an issue?
Of course it is, because I find it very hard, and I've said this about Jacob Arthur, and I've said this. Young Walters has gone through it in many ways. If Flano got the job at Canterbury, which I got no doubt he could do a wonderful job, you've got a quarter of the competition whose coaches have a son as a playmaker in the team. It's getting like junior rugby league sort of type areas. I don't assume that it's just the off-contracted coaches available.
No, because they're a powerful club.
That's right. But you know what? And people talk about the Bulldogs' DNA, which... There were teams who had the Bulldogs DNA. There were teams from Manly who had the Manly DNA. Mm. It's not a club thing for me, right? It's certain teams back in that day. The Dogs of War back in the 80s, yes, they had the DNA. The ones in the early 2000s, yes, they had it as well. But Des Hasler has done the best of any of them in recent times. I'd have another crack at Des.
No, he won't go back.
Who would you go? Assuming that you get... You're probably not going to get a Robinson or a Bellamy or a Bennett, but who would you have a tilt at? Would you go Paul Green?
I would go Paul Green.
Yeah.
Fresh start. He's got good ideas. He's a half. Yeah. The game is now, obviously you need your defence, don't get me wrong, but you need to be able to score tries. Mm. The days of being able to just defend teams, you can't do it anymore.
No.
The game, you need to score. And he was an attacking player. If you're going to go down that line, you know, the talk of the Walker boys who were...
That's what I would love
to
do, Brian.
..who were frothing at attacking.
No better time to do it. You know why? Because we talked about this yesterday. In science, they have the control and they have the variable. The control is the same team, same players,
yes.
Everything's the same. And then you go, righto, Walker ball. Does it work? Go and have a crack at them, boys.
Yep.
And you know, at the very least, Brian, what that would do?
Entertain the crowd.
It would entertain them, and Canterbury fans would be up and about going, oh, well, let's just see how this plays out.
Well, I mean, you could get the Walker boys now because I know they're not involved in any rugby league.
That's right.
Benny Walker you'd get tomorrow.
Yep.
Then boom.
Why not?
Sammy Walker comes over, and then all of a sudden you've got that same argument. Yeah. I mean, they are good to watch. It's so different. When they were running backwards in their game, and their theory is you keep the ball in play on your side.
That's right.
So... Have you ever watched them when those kids were doing it?
That's my style.
Yeah.
I've been waxing lyrical about touch football. Every single team does the same thing. They all do these box sets. They all do these arrows.
Yeah.
Every single team does the same thing. And it's boring. And I'm about to go and watch it again. It bores you. Play a bit of spontaneity.
Yeah, but
get out of robot mode. If someone pegs up, tip it on.
Well, the thing that gets me in this game, and Penrith don't do it. They're one of the teams that don't do it. When they have a shift... And the halfback gets the ball and they drop a slow front rower for a setup.
Yeah.
That drives me insane because then it's slow the ball down. And if you're the defence, you're set again.
Yep.
Penrith goes zing, zing, zing. And because they can all ball play.
Yep.
And it's probably, and I've heard when they do their lefts versus rights, which is a training, the left defence is in attack, they throw 15 touches, which is.
Love it.
Every player's got to be able to put guys through a hole.
Love it.
And that's what the Walker boys do. I don't know whether the club are willing to take that.
There's no risk.
No, I'm saying, is it a gimmick? So the Bulldogs board, you know, or any board,
yeah,
you've got to have a lot of balls on you say we're doing something that is totally different. This has never been done before.
That's right. But it is a big chance to say. Like for me, I can't believe we don't see enough short kickoffs. You kick it 15 out for your own goal line. If you get anywhere near 50% of the ball, you're getting the ball 35 out versus their 65 out. Mathematically, it's a freaking no-brainer. Anyway,
well, the thing that they've got to learn to do is run holes.
Yeah.
Why don't you see blokes just creeping across field and a guy steaming into a hole? They don't get taught that. No team seems to be able to hit a hole.
What you see from all coaches in all levels, right? They see what the champions do and they copy paste and everyone does the same thing. But if you and this is maybe where Trent Barrett fell into the, he goes, oh, we did this at Penrith and it worked. Yeah, it works when you've got the best players, right? But if you're doing something, you're a poor imitation of the best teams, you've got to do something different.
Correct. I'm with you on that, but it's a big risk. And sometimes they always want to play the safe play.
Okay, you're a detective. Let's have a listen to this audio. The great Brad Fittler, he was on Vossie and Brandy this morning. Let's have a listen to this.
Is there any chance you will be coaching an NRL side next year?
Well, see, I've got one job at the moment. That's to walk with Royce. The next one is to coach the Blues in a couple of weeks.
Thoughts?
Yeah, he's always said he wants to coach an NRL team again.
Okay.
Always said.
Canterbury a good job to take or not?
Absolutely, it'd be
a great job to take.
I just don't know whether having Gus there, I know they've got a great relationship, but you don't want that to be soured.
No, but Freddie's strong. He would set the rules before he goes there.
He might even say Gus beat it. Gus beat it.
I think it's a great job. And I actually think if I'm Cameron Serraldo, mate, you've got Reid Marnie turning up. You've got good players there. They're very, very close.
What about putting my man? I've been saying this for 11. Actually, in the off-season, I said this. I said, I want Josh Adakar at fullback.
Exactly.
Why don't they do
happening.
It?
Yep.
Why?
Hearing stuff.
Mate, massive chance.
Just get it. And he can ball play.
Hey, Bulldogs fans, Kiraz comes back.
Yeah, he's the Michael.
He's the Michael of the
now's the time. Now is the time because it's play on now. You can pull anyone up into your tops.
Yep.
Now's the time to get these good young kids because Billy, I was talking to Billy Milan. He's a friend of mine. I'm declaring
Gus has signed Kiraz, yeah.
He's saying that they've got a kid in their reserve grade, Haywood.
Right.
A halfback.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Who is actually the grandson of Paul Haywood. I mean, you know, played for Newtown, went over to, it's in, you know, the story, went over to Thailand, got arrested for heroin importation.
That's right.
But his grandson, and I watched him play the other day, he's very, very good. Tough kid, halfback.
Yeah.
I think he might be the halfback before the end of the year.
Yep, well, there you go. Let's see how that plays out. This is the Workwear Group Trade Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. I think we might see Adokar in about 8 minutes at fullback. What do you think? Hit us on the text line 0457 736 736.